First of all, I suppose it's important to note that the number of Donegal residents working has increased, and that's increased by over 4,800 people, which is good news. But I suppose of more importance to those living in County Donegal is where they're working. And there's been an increase of those working in Donegal. Now, a key component, I suppose, of the Donegal workforce is those who commute to work in Derry. And there's actually been a slight decline in those travelling to work in Derry over the same period. So basically an increase in those working in Donegal of 2,300 over the last 5 years. And the next most important location for Donegal residents to work is Derry, and there's a slight decrease in the numbers commuting to work in Derry by just 74 people.
And do you forecast that as the Brexit negotiations continue and Brexit does come into force, that these numbers working across the border will continue to decrease?
It's very hard to say what's the cause and effect. I mean, it could be just one company that move location that could account for those workers. I would certainly hope that the relationship between across the border would stay strong and employment patterns continue. But ultimately, I suppose, what decides where people work is where the jobs are and how near they are. And while we focus in on Derry, there's plenty of people also commuting. For example, to Tyrone, there was an increase in people commuting. So there was 532 people from Donegal in 2011 working in Tyrone, that increased to 612 people. So cause and effect is very hard to judge, and essentially it's where the employment opportunities are, and indeed, as you say, how easy it is for people to go over and back to access those employment opportunities. And those Brexit negotiations will be an important part of that.